It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Investment advisor and West Point graduate Greg Zanetti of Albuquerque says he'll seek the Republican nomination for governor of New Mexico in next year's election. In a campaign press release on Monday, Zanetti says he wants to, quote, restore some dignity to the governor's office. Zanetti also says he wants to work with local officials to reduce crime and improve schools, though he didn't provide any specific detailed proposals with these issues. In April, Sandoval County Commissioner and Air Force veteran Jay Block announced he would also seek the Republican nomination for governor. Democratic New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham recently kicked off her reelection campaign for 2022. Speaking of the governor, due to the persistent drought in the state, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is urging cities and counties across New Mexico to consider banning the sale of fireworks ahead of the July 4th holiday. Fire restrictions are already in place on National Forest lands in the state, while state statutes prevent the governor from imposing a statewide ban on fireworks. The governor's office is encouraging local governments to take action to limit fire danger. Restrictions are already in place in Doniana County for the next month. On the Tuesday Health Watch, it's been a month since fully vaccinated New Mexicans were allowed to stop wearing face masks in most public spaces, and businesses got a chance as to whether to require them of all customers. Still, reaction to the newfound flexibility remains varied and somewhat confusing for both businesses and their customers. In depth, here's KUNM's Nash Jones.
Sitting at Bozy Brothers Brewing in downtown Albuquerque for after-work beers and snacks, vaccinated customers talked about how they're navigating public spaces since the state's mask mandate was relaxed.
My name is Josh Hammond. If I go into somewhere and the employees aren't wearing a mask, I feel like they feel comfortable with me not wearing a mask.
Nick Bruce, I've been relying on signage outside. There's still a few places that do that. If they don't have signage, I'll just walk in without a mask.
My name is Robert Bland. I would say typically the first 10 minutes of being inside anywhere, I have the mask on.
My first name is Cassie. My last name is Fairchild. I'm still mostly wearing my mask. I think I'll probably do that for a little bit longer. There's not really great reasons that I need to continue wearing it. It's more just like you've gotten used to it.
Customers aren't the only ones varying in how they're navigating the state's revised mask policy after more than a year of a clear, strict mandate that everyone wear a mask in public. Owners and managers of three Albuquerque-area businesses, a restaurant, a brewery, and a coffee shop, say the rule change felt abrupt. Here's Cherie Montoya, owner of Farm and Table Restaurant in Los Ranchos.
We were really surprised, and we almost felt like we're not ready for this.
Montoya says she took the restaurant's signs down and allowed vaccinated customers to take their masks off. But since some of her staff were still unvaccinated, the team decided to go above and beyond the mandate and all stay masked.
We do have a pretty hot kitchen in the back, and knowing that they did that for their coworkers was pretty awesome. But once we got to that point where we were all 100% vaccinated, we were fine as a team to let go of that.
Over at Bozy Brewery, where they also had an only partially vaccinated team, they tried to keep the mandate in place for customers, too. Without the state mandate to back up their house rules, though, manager Beth Floyd says they were regularly butting heads with customers.
We got a lot of people that were just calling us stupid and like, you know, the laws are now this and they're legally able to not wear it and can come in here. I'm like, well, this is like private business. And it's for like the safety of like our staff and everyone here and what we prefer.
After over a year of confronting customers who were now even more empowered to flout the rule, Floyd says that they gave in after just a few days, took their signs down, and resigned to serving unmasked patrons.
We don't want to fight people anymore. I'm tired of it. It's been a long time of having to like regulate everything from the mask wearing to social distancing to like, you know, just being respectful and polite.
Michael Thomas Coffee in Albuquerque's Knob Hill has also dealt with customers upset over the mask rule. Here's owner Michael Sweeney.
The initial mask mandate caused a lot of stress and conflict.
He says he backed his staff who challenged unmasked customers, but many experienced anxiety over the potentially tense interactions and some even quit. Sweeney says his management team trained the baristas on de-escalation tactics.
We looked at way of handling it because we saw customers that, you know, everyone has bad days, and during the pandemic we all had a lot of bad days. And so we talked about that and tried to build a lot of empathy.
Sweeney says Michael Thomas also tweaked the revised state mandate. The coffee shop is asking all customers, regardless of vaccination status, to stay masked until their whole team gets their shots.
It's just a little bit more time where we can be a little bit safer. It's just a request. And our customers have responded in kind, which has been really awesome.
And when people come in unmasked anyway?
We're trusting that they're vaccinated. That's all we can do, and that's where we're leaving it at. There's a point where trust has to be brought back into this formula.
All three businesses say they're avoiding conflict by using the honor system to enforce the state's continued mask requirement for customers who still aren't fully vaccinated. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.